This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police say that one person is dead following a shooting on the city's east side. A man's body found in the 1300 block of Potter Drive near Mitchell High School late yesterday afternoon following the shooting. Police were unable to provide any information about potential suspects yesterday. The Homicide and Assault Unit are overseeing the investigation.
A $5,000 reward is now being offered in connection with a deadly Colorado Springs skate park shooting. Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers Chair Don Addy is hopeful the increased reward will encourage someone to come forward and talk with police. Gage and Dominic Solano were shot to death November 20th at Memorial Park Skate Park. The two were cousins. Anyone with information can go to crimestoppers.net to submit a tip. Three Colorado Springs men are facing charges for an assault that left another man hospitalized. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says the victim was found robbed and beaten by the side of I-25 in August of last year. The Sheriff's Office says the victim is still recovering from his injuries. Following their investigation, they arrested D. Dallas Vaughn, Nicholas Prater, and Noah Hamilton on charges of assault and aggravated robbery. Vaughn and Prater are also facing charges of conspiracy.
Cheyenne Mountain School District 12 here in Colorado Springs will require students and staff to wear masks as they return to the classroom today. Dr. David Peake, district superintendent, sent a letter to employees and parents earlier in the week saying the district's universal mask requirements are being reinstated. The district cited rising numbers of COVID-19 cases in El Paso County for that decision. UCCS will require all students, faculty, and staff to get COVID-19 booster shots. The university announced yesterday that the shots must be received by the start of the spring semester on January 18th. Chris Valentine with UCCS says this will give them the best chance to have an uninterrupted spring semester.
If you look across the country, lots of universities are requiring vaccination as well as boosters to continue the fall semester. Some are more stringent and some are more a little more lenient on that. But yeah, it is something you'll see common in higher education this spring. Even a lot of local universities are requiring boosters.
Masks will also be required on campus. Colorado College also requiring students and staffs to get booster shots to attend classes.
Despite what they call deep concerns, leaders at Focus on the Family are warning their employees that the organization will comply with OSHA COVID-19 vaccine mandates. A recent memo sent to employees said that the workers have until January 9th to show proof of vaccination or be ordered to wear masks while working indoors. Focus President and CEO Jim Daly said that refusing to do so could cost Focus multiple millions of dollars in fines, saying that they don't want supporters' donations to be used to pay the government instead of going toward the ministry's efforts. Pueblo County's Board of Health isn't ready to issue a mask mandate just yet for the county, though they are thinking about it. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar asked the board to consider issuing the mask mandate last month, but the city saw a decline in COVID-19 hospitalizations last month, leading the board to reject the request. The Board of Health is monitoring cases involving the Omicron variant of the virus, but says it's too soon to tell how much it is affecting the community.
Taking a check out of our latest COVID-19 case counts across Southern Colorado and starting in Pueblo County, where Pueblo County reported 212 new cases and 5 deaths in the past 24-hour reporting period. El Paso County reporting 963 new infections in the past 24 hours, along with 14 additional deaths, 17 new cases and 1 death in Teller County, 44 and 1 death as well in Fremont County. Union employees working for King Soopers in the Colorado Springs area have authorized a strike. UFCW Local 7 said a majority of the workers it represents in the area voted in favor of a strike Monday. 95% of all retail workers and 97% of meat employees authorized that strike. King Soopers employees like Carol McMillan and Ken Sanchez said they faced a number of challenges, all due to the pandemic.
Where can I start? Customers are downright insane. They're belligerent.
There are people that are really disrespectful.
The union's Denver area workers also voted in favor of a strike over the weekend. The union is currently negotiating a new contract with the grocery chain, but could go on strike as early as Sunday after the current contract expires.
Windy conditions and mild temperatures ahead for your Wednesday afternoon. 48 degrees Colorado Springs, about 51 in Pueblo, but northwesterly winds 20 to 30 miles an hour, gusting at times 45 to 50. We will see much colder temperatures and snow showers as we head overnight, with Thursday morning lows down into the single digits and a chilly afternoon, 38 Colorado Springs, 31 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.